for you.
Started, yeah. Okay. It's been a little bit of time since we've done Mesil Shesharim. It's close to be back to continue on. To gain chizik from the halakha words of the Ramchal. We're at the end of Perek Beis. The end of Perek Beis, the last paragraph of Perek Beis. Upashahu. That's where we left off. Perek Beis, just to remind us, is talking all about Zahirus, being watchful, being careful, and how important it is that we have to be aware, knowing what is right and wrong, and then open-minded to set up the proper gedarim and put ourselves in a situation where we could be matzliach and not fall to rote and not fall into negative ways, and to be careful and watchful of what we're doing to serve the Rabbanu Shlom properly. This last paragraph really is has a tremendous connection to the days we're in as well, we'll see. Because until now, he's been talking about the importance of putting on the proper gedarim and having the proper hashkafa, the proper outlook, and all of the amelus, all of the hard work that each and every one of us has to do to conserve our avodas Hashem, basically, and to be watchful and zohir of our actions. And now the Ramchal adds a detail that's very important. Upashadu. Shafilu im pachach ha'adam ha'atmo. It's pashut, even if we're extremely careful and we're aware of ourselves. And we take all the proper precautions and all the proper steps and all the proper gedarim. Ein b'koicho li'natzel. It would be impossible. It's not in our own koch. It's not in our ability to save ourselves. Ilule HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei. If it wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us, alone we can't succeed, the Ramchal says. Alone one cannot defeat Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is too strong. Ki HaYetzirah Takif Mod. The Yetzirah is extremely tenacious. He grabs on to us. Ukumamar akosov, like we say in Tehillim, Tzoyfer Rasha LaTzadik Mavakish Lamiso. When a Rasha stares at a Tzadik and desires and seeks to kill him out, not just physically, but spiritually, Hashem lo yazvenu, Hashem's not going to help us. Meaning what? We need the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need Hashem by our side. We can't forget that. On one level, by the way, reminds us the koyach atfilah, that as much as, yes, our limud haTorah is so important, and our maisim are so important. Sometimes, lo'aleinu, you see this, it's a little bit of a machla in the frum world as we get into learning a little bit more, and we start to really take our learning seriously. You find that balance, that tips the scale, and often, lo'aleinu, maybe not us individually here, but lo'aleinu, we sometimes find that those yidden, then their davening starts to be minimized a little bit. And the whole time they're davening, they're thinking about their learning. And they're excited for the davening to end so that they can learn. And they forget that we need our davening is our time that we are mizdavik to the Rabbeinu Shalom and build a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom and reach out to the Rabbeinu Shalom and understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom has a place in our lives every moment, and we can't succeed alone. Sai begashmis and sai beruchnis. Whether we're talking about it in the physical world as we're earning a parnasa, we need the Rabbeinu Shalom by our side, vada. But also spiritually, as we're growing, as we're trying to defeat the Yetzer Hara, we can't do it alone. We need the Yetzer Hara. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to defeat the Yetzer Hara. Ach, let's just read a little bit more. We're towards the end of the parak, but we'll see. We're going to apply this to these days. Ach, if a person's aware of himself and puts in the proper precautions and puts in the proper gedarim, oh, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizro, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him. Vinotzo min ha-yetzahara. And we'll be saved from ha-yetzahara. Avol me'eno me'vakeach ha-atmo. But if I don't care about myself, I don't put in the amelus, I don't put in my own effort. Vada she'Kadosh Baruch Hu lo yifakach alav. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to watch over you. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to make it. Kadosh Baruch Hu lo yifakach alav. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to open up his eyes and make it easy for us. If a person's not pitied on himself, if a person doesn't care about himself, who's going to care about you? If I don't care about myself, Im ein anili mili. That's how Bamishad Parak ends. Im ein anili mili. If ein anili, if I don't care about myself, who's going to care? The Rabbanim is not going to care about us. Meaning what? As we know, as the Gemara Megillah says, Yugati umatsasi tamen. Yugati umatsasi tamen means Yugati, I put in the effort. Umatsasi, then I find something. That finding it doesn't mean I succeeded. It means that matzia, I just happened to find a matzia, right? Did I work hard to get a matzia? If I'm walking in the street, I find something in the street, did I work hard? No. But I first have to Yugati, I first have to put in the melas, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. And that's what it comes to Zahiris. That's what it comes to all Avodas Hashem. The emesis that these days we're in right now. I want to tell you an amazing Torah. Amazing Torah. Listen to this. From the Halakha Nesiv Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe. We're in the days of Sfiras HaOmer, right? How many days of Sfiras HaOmer? So there are 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. There are really 50 days of Sfiras HaOmer, right? The 49 days that we're counting, and the 50th is what? Is Shavuos. The 50th is Shavuos. So we all know the Mishnah. Listen to this. All right, Yehudi, listen to this, Mamish. Blow you away. So we all know the Mishnah. We know the Mishnah because it's a song. Halavai, if more Mishnayos were songs, we'd know more Mishnayos. Amar Rav Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. Right? You know these words? Ashreichem Yisrael. Lifnei mi atem mitarin, umi mitare eschem avichem shishmayim. In front of who do you purify yourself, and who purifies you? Your Father in heaven. Lifnei mi atem mitarin, umi mitare eschem avichem shishmayim. And then he quotes two pesukim. Shenemar mikve Yisrael Hashem. And v'zorakti lechem mayim toirim. That our mikve is Hashem. And v'zorakti lechem mayim toirim. I sprinkled upon you sprinkling waters. It's a very strange Mishnah. It's a beautiful Mishnah. It's the last Mishnah in Yuma if you want to look it up. It's a very beautiful Mishnah. About Tahara, right? And our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. But what's the Mishnah is also so poetic. It seems like it's made to be a song, right? It's made to be a song, but it's very superfluous, it's very redundant. Lifnei mi atem mitarin umi mitare eschem. That's saying the same thing from two vantage points. Why does it have to be doubled over? What's the kafel lashon? And secondly, why is Rabbi Akiva quoting two pesukim? So listen to the Nesiv Shalom, Shalom Rabbi. I think we once spoke about this. There's a beautiful idea for a pam on this. If you want to, in Atar Lamelech, not for now. Shalom Rabbi says like this. You know, I have to learn this Mishnah, as follows. Obviously, it's a little bit of drush. You have to open up your Hasidish heart a little bit, but it's not as beautiful. Lifnei mi atem mitarim. Lifnei mi, before me. What's gematria mi? Mem yud. What's gematria mem yud? 50. Mem is 40. Yud is 10. Very simple gematria. Right? 50. What's lifnei mi? What's the number that comes before 50? 49. Lifnei me, before the 50th, before the day of Shavuos, meaning the 49 days, atem mitarin, you put in the tahara, you purify yourselves, you put in the amelus, you put in the hard work, you put in the effort, umi, and then when you get to the 50th, umi, when you end at the 50th, then if you are lifnei me, atem mitarin, if you put in the work, then umi, mitarin eschem avichem shishmayim. Hashem's going to take you to the highest of levels. Hashem's going to be matar you. But only if lifnei miyat matarim. Then umi mataris chamavich shemayim. By the way, think about it. I'm sure some of you might have thought about this at some point, right? We all know the famous idea. It's based on the Zohar, the Orachayim HaKadosh, in last week's Parashim. Parashas Emor brings it down. That the days of Sfiras HaOmer are days that what? We're counting mituma latara, right? Just like a woman who's a nida. Count 7 days of Tahara. So to we know when we left Mitzrayim, we were on what level? On the 49th level of Tumah. Each day we're growing. Each day we're working on ourselves. Each day we're putting in the effort. So that we're Mitara ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah. But stop and think about it for a minute. Isn't it strange? So we're on the 49th level of Tumah. So for 49 days we work on ourselves. What do we get to after 49 days? Then we get to what? Nothing. Meaning, okay, we've purified ourselves that we're not Tumah. But we're also not tar yet. We didn't yet. Have we climbed to the 49th level of Kedusha? They're Nun Share Bina. They're Nun Share of Tuma. They're Nun Share Bina. So we've cleaned ourselves. But now we're just a clean slate. But we're also not so tar. We're not so Kadosh. Lifnei mi atem mitarin. If for the 49 days we put in the effort, we put in the hard work, and we're purifying ourselves, umi, on that 50th day, Hashem says, you put in such work. You put in such work. I'm now going to take you to the 50th level. I'm now going to be matar you. I'm umi matar neschem v'yuch shemayim. And that's what the Mesil Sharm is saying here. Mesil Sharm is saying that first, in Adam ifakecha atmo, when it comes to Zahiris, I put in the hard work, I put in the effort. Oh, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizro. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, Chazal says, Habal Atayr. Someone who comes to be Matar Mitzayin Oso, Hashem will help him. But first, Habal Atayr. We have to come, we have to put in the effort. We have to put in the Melus, and then realize, but it's not alone. Hashem's then going to help you if we put it in. Right? By the way, and those are the two psukim that Rabbi Kiva quotes. Rabbi Kiva quotes two psukim, but they're very different processes of Tahara. Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. How's a mikvah work? I have to jump in the mikvah. It can't happen passively. It's actively. I'm jumping in. I'm a moiser nefesh. Kilo, I'm giving up my life to Hashem. I'm going underneath the water where I can't breathe. I'm putting in a melus. I'm putting in effort. That's a mikvah. That's mikvah Yisrael Hashem. That's my avodah. V'zem v'zerach lechem imtoirim. How's that? That's by Parah Aduma. Someone's tummy. You know what happened? So someone came. A kohen came and sprinkled on you. Did you do anything? You just stood there still. You just stood still. It was sprinkled upon you. So first, if I put in the effort, the mikvah, v'zerach lechem imtoirim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then will put in the rest. And that's l'fnei mi atam imtoirim. U'mi imtoirim etzchem v'yichos shishmayim. And that's the emes is that's our avoid in all of life. But here the Ramchal is teaching us at the end of Perek Beis, that's how we come to Zahiris. Carefulness, watchfulness. I open up my eyes and I see I'm having an issue. It's very hard. It's very hard. My Shmir Sanayim is very, very difficult. I realize I stop. So first step is stopping, and first step is we said misboinein. First is even before I realize it's within me. It's misboinein. That's what, remember, the second line in Perek Beis. We started off, the first step is, I have to know what's right and wrong. So I know I'm, first step I have to believe and know I'm not supposed to be looking at things that are inappropriate. Misboinein, I understand. Then, mifakeach al ma'isav drachav. Then I'm open, realize, I'm doing this, I gotta fix this. Then I have to put on and come up with the, what? We'll come up with Eitzah and his boinness, as we said, took haste, as the Lashon says, Hashkofa Gadol, a lot of thought. I have to put up Gedarim, I have to put up filters on my internet, I have to put a lock that I can't be on it unless someone else is in the room. But then also, but I've fallen so many times, then you have to realize, Ilulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizro, I have to realize, but if I put in all my mails, Hashem's going to help me. I could do it, it's possible. If Lifnei Mi'at Matar, Matar is Chamevich HaShvayim, in areas of Zahiris, in areas of all the way this is Hashem. That's why it is also 7 weeks. 7 weeks is teva, is nature. The Maral teaches this at length. I'm sure you've heard. Seven is teva, right? Nature. There's 7 days of the week. Seven is always natural. Eight is l'mal min ha-teva. That's why there are 8 days of Chanukah. The Torah is l'mal min ha-teva. The Torah itself was created before the world. Is l'mal min ha-teva. If you look in Kapitul Kuf, you test and tell them, all talking about the godless of Torah. So it goes by the Aleph Beis, but each letter has eight psukim describing the beauty of Torah. If you look in Kapitul Yud Tes, the eighth pasuk is Torah Hashem Tamima. Lamalim and Ateva. Lamalim and Ateva. All this morale explains. So eight is Lamalim, seven is Teva. Lamalim and Ateva, I can't do anything Lamalim and Ateva. If I do it by definition, it's Teva. Lamalim and Ateva, above nature, means Hashem's doing it for me, right? It means Hashem's taking over. Hashem took over. So what? There are 7 weeks of Sfir Omer, which is Teva, which is my Avoda, my Amelus, my hard work. And then the 50th, day 50 is always day 8, right? That's Lamalim and Ateva, that's Kedusha. L'mal min ha-teva, Hashem takes over. If I put in the 7 weeks of teva of Maya Melis, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes over. And that's what the Ramchal is saying here in Zahiris. Im adam mefakech ha-atzmo, oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizro. Let's just finish up the end over here. Kim eino chas miyachas alav. If I don't care about myself, who's going to care about me? V'ukinyan ma sha'amar zechoron l'vracha. And this is, as we say, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lama Gimel. Kol mi she'ein bo dea. Asr l'rachim alav. Someone who has no das, asr l'rachim alav. Meaning someone who's, let's put it, you know, use words like this, but someone who's so stupid, is doing something ridiculous, that it has no das, asr l'rachim alav. You can't have mercy on such a person. You can't bring yourself into mercy. You're an idiot. Why a person just blindly decides, I'm going to just walk across Peninsula Boulevard without looking. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's mamish. You have maybe you have rachmanas that he not on, on what happened. Rachmanas on someone could have such tipshus, right? Meaning what? The first is we have to put in. We can't just people are not going to help us, and Rabbanu Shalom is not going to help us unless I first put in the amelos. I first put in my das. I have to use my mind. I have to think what's MS. I have to do the best I can, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us and take us to the levels of kedusha nun sharbina. Pasha Amru, and he ends with the Gemara, the Mishnah and Avos, Imena, as we quoted before, Imena Nili Mili. If I'm not for myself, who is for me? So we have to realize this balance. Realize this balance. This balance of myself putting in the amelos. Realize sometimes you're afraid. You think, I could put in so much amelos, I'm not going to make it. Sometimes that's true in our learning as well. I'm going to put in so much effort, I'm not going to succeed. You feel that way because on a natural level, maybe you're right on a natural level, but we don't realize that if we put in all the amelos we could put in every area of life, if we put in all the amelos I could put in, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that and takes over. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you put in, yagati matzasi, you're going to find things you didn't even know existed. And maybe you're right, they didn't exist before, because now it's lamala minateva. You do the 7, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you on the 8. And the MS, in Zahiris, that's for sure true. In Zahiris, in areas which are difficult, that we're trying to stay away from, the taiva sometimes so grand that I can't do it. Ein b'kochel inatzilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro. We realize that if I put in the amelos, if I put in all the effort I could put in, that's all the Rebbeinu expects from us. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take over, take us l'malam and atava, will be matzliach in all of our avodas Hashem. Should all be zoicha. Everyone should have a beautiful, wonderful rest of the week. We'll bez Hashem continue with Perek Gimel next week.